This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Home health agencies in New Orleans and Baton Rouge are being accused of fraud on a very large scale. The monetary amount for all persons being investigated runs into the millions. Julie Agin, Senior Medicare Patrol Program Manager with EQ Health, says Medicare fraud is a big problem in Louisiana and getting bigger every year. Welcome, Ms. Agin.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we recently read about Medicare fraud cases on a large scale in our hometown newspaper, The Advocate. Do you agree that we may have only seen the tip of the iceberg and more cases of Medicare fraud will be forthcoming?
I do believe that there will be more cases coming up. It certainly is a tremendous problem. And if we don't, as taxpayers and Medicare beneficiaries, start paying attention to it, it is, in fact, only going to get bigger.
It was a whole lot of money, correct?
It was over $80 million, and that was two agencies, one in Baton Rouge, one in New Orleans, yes.
And this is something that you're going to have to track.
That's being done by the federal agents at the Office of the Inspector General. That's their responsibility. At Senior Medicare Patrol, our responsibility is to be on programs like yours so that we can educate the public in how bad a problem Medicare fraud is and what they can do to help prevent it.
Well, it's a big problem. I mean, we've already talked about that. And 60 to 100 billion every year to fraud, waste, and abuse?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Yes, it's quite a large problem, and one of the reasons why it is such a big problem is because the Medicare system, unfortunately, is somewhat easy to defraud, and the Medicare card is more valuable to a thief than any credit card that you carry in your purse.
And why is that? The Medicare card is so valuable.
Well, your Medicare number will never be canceled. You will always have the same number during your entire, you know, lifespan. So it's not like you can call the bank and have them give you a new number like you can when your credit card's been, you know, misused. And then your Medicare card, of course, has no limit on it. It is there to provide your health care for as long as you need it in whatever amounts you need it for the most part. Whereas a credit card, you know, has a limit. And thieves have figured this out, and they have entered into the system fraudulently and learned how to steal from Medicare.
So what you're saying is if someone calls a person with a Medicare card on the phone, don't give out any information.
That is correct. If someone calls you on the phone and says, I'm with Medicare and I'm calling to confirm your number, that's a scam. That Medicare does not call you on the phone. If someone calls to offer you some type of a free equipment and they say, all we need is your Medicare number, please do not give the Medicare number out because they are probably going to be using it for purposes to bill Medicare for services that you either never receive or for services that you did not need.
And you recommend that you're to look at your Medicare summary notice and look for anything odd.
Yes, because that's the only way that you can sometimes tell if your Medicare number is being used fraudulently. You know, even if you know that you haven't given it to anyone who wasn't supposed to have it, sometimes it can still get into the hands of people who are not supposed to have your card. And the only way you can tell is if you look at that statement, which comes every 90 days, and you have to look at it to see if there's anything peculiar, if there's a provider name that you don't recognize, or if the dates that are listed don't make sense because you know you weren't ill and you were not receiving any services during that time. You have to look at that. And Senior Medicare Patrol has been very successful in turning in a number of fraudulent providers because seniors who have looked at their Medicare statements have told us that they saw things peculiar, and we did a very, you know, rough investigation and then turned it over to the people who really needed to know about it within the federal government, and then those providers were stopped or they had to refund the money or, you know, depending on what the offense was.
How do seniors reach you if they need to and they suspect a problem?
We have a toll-free number that's good not only here in Baton Rouge but the whole state, and that number is 877-272-8720. And when you call, the phone is answered by a live person, and we will then, you know, hear what your problem is and then refer you to an appropriate staff member to take all the information, and then we refer that along to either Medicare itself, or we refer it along to one of the federal investigating agencies. We also work with the folks down at Medicaid, the Medicaid Fraud Control Unit here in Baton Rouge. So we have the ability to take that information and turn it into an investigation that could result in something as big as what we were reading about in The Advocate last month.
Thanks, Ms. Hagen. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole Editor for Conversations in Medicine.